Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm Rob Schofield. A lot of people may be familiar with what's come to be called aquaculture and the farm-raised fish it produces, but it's a safe bet that few understand the details of how and where this growing industry operates, even when it's in some familiar parts of our home state. In the coming days, WRAL-TV will unveil a fascinating new documentary on the subject that's entitled, appropriately enough, Fish Farms. And recently I was lucky enough to get a preview from the journalist behind it, veteran documentary producer and longtime friend of News and Views, Clay Johnson.
Well, Clay Johnson, welcome back to News and Views. Good to have you back with us.
Thank you. Good to be here, Rob. Appreciate that.
So your new documentary, this is a fascinating topic, is very simply entitled Fish Farms. It's about a whole industry in North Carolina of which a lot of people probably don't have any real basic understanding of. Talk to us about fish farms and the whole world of aquaculture, as it's referred to.
Well, that was the inspiration for the documentary, actually. It was one of our former bosses who saw a segment on PBS about sturgeon being raised in North Carolina. And it got his interest and he looked into it more and he realized that there's just this whole huge industry out there that nobody ever sees. I mean, when we drive down the highway in rural North Carolina, we see the row crops, you know, and we see the hog houses and the chicken houses, but this is kind of invisible. It's not easy to see from the road and you never really hear much about it. And there's actually 300 it's called aquaculture, but it's essentially fish farming. There are about 300 operations in North Carolina, generate about $600 million a year in revenue. And we thought we'd go out and visit a few of them and just see how it works and what's going on.
Do they actually refer to themselves as fish farmers? Is that the term that we have?
I think there's some in the industry that may not be crazy about that because there was some negative publicity about farmed fish many years ago. Mm-hmm. And when we went out and talked to them, yeah, that's what they said. I'm a fish farmer. This is a fish farm. So,
and it's throughout the state. I gather perhaps you were in Western North Carolina for some of these interviews, but did these things happen all over?
Most of them are in Eastern North Carolina, but there's the trout farm that we went to out in Waynesville, and they were kind of the pioneers in the industry in our state. And then there's a crawfish farm in Johnston County, not too far from the Triangle area, and there's a couple out there. And then there's these striped bass farms and catfish farms out in Eastern North Carolina. Then at the coast, they're raising oysters and clams. It's in wild water, but it's farmed shellfish.
I was just going to say, so it's not just one or two types of seafood. We're talking about freshwater, saltwater, a whole variety of species, or I guess a variety of fish anyway.
Yeah, there is a huge variety of fish being raised in North Carolina.
So talk to us about Waynesville. One of the clips we've got from the documentary involves Wes Eason, right? He's in Waynesville, a co-owner of a company out there.
Yeah, he's the co-owner of Sunburst Trout Company. His grandfather founded it actually back in the 40s and was kind of considered the pioneer of aquaculture in North Carolina. So we had to kind of start there and go out and see their operation. And it's a beautiful location, nestled in the mountains behind the dam of Lake Logan, it's called. And that gravity from the dam, that water rushing down, runs into his raceways, which are these long rectangular concrete tanks, holding tanks essentially, but they're made of concrete, big rectangles, and the water just always flowing through there, and the trout love that. And so he raises rainbow trout, and he kind of showed us how it works.
Well, let's listen to that clip right now.
But you know, all it is just a run of water going through 6,000 gallons a minute. You can fit about 8 to 10,000 pounds of full-grown fish in these raceways. These are pushing about a pound to a pound and a quarter, and there might be 4,000 fish in this raceway. This is our pelletized feed, which provide the fish with a heavy, heavy protein, heavy fat diet, which is good for both growth and flavor.
So let's talk more about it. I guess this is something we were talking off air before we went on about trying to visualize this. We talk about terms like raceways. And I think for a lot of people, the idea of fish farming, and that's the term. So it kind of conjures up an image of a pond out back of the house, maybe that's how this happens. But this is a much more sophisticated, dare I use the word, technology is involved with this, that it actually is done in a much, much more sophisticated way.
One of the largest players in the aquaculture industry in North Carolina is hybrid striped bass. And there are several hybrid striped bass farms out in eastern North Carolina. And the one we visited, the guy has 64 acres of water, different ponds. It's about 60 ponds that are each like 3 or 4 acres each. And he actually hatches his fish. So he spawns two different kinds of bass, a striped bass and a white bass, to create this hybrid striped bass. And the hybrids grow faster, so that's why they create this hybrid. And his process is very technologically advanced. I mean, you know, he hatches them, he puts the hatchlings in a pond, he raises them, pulls them out of the pond, puts them in the raceways, trains them how to feed, puts them back in the pond. And as they grow, they're moved from pond to pond to pond based on size. Huh. And, you know, then eventually harvested. And the interesting thing is those fish are shipped live to Asian markets in Toronto and New York City.
Amazing.
So they travel, when we were there, they were loading a truck that's going to travel 800 miles to Toronto with live fish in it to be sold to Asian markets.
These fish are shipped to these markets. They're shipped to restaurants around the country.
Not the striped bass, but the fillet fish, like the trout and the catfish, they go out to restaurants, grocery stores, and they also do online sales.
And so obviously there's a pretty significant investment that these business people have to make to get these operations underway. Again, it's not just throwing a few things in the pond out back.
No, I mean, there's a lot of upfront capital involved, but these guys wouldn't be in it if they weren't making money. So
now you've alluded to the fact that there have been through the years concerns raised about fish farming and whether it's a healthy way to produce seafood, whether there are any health concerns for people who consume these. I take that's an issue you looked into in the documentary as well.
Sure. And there was it all goes back to when in the Northwest, some folks tried to do farm raised salmon, and the wild caught salmon people went nuts and basically had a very effective publicity marketing campaign against farm-raised salmon, so effective that it gave all farm-raised fish kind of a bad name. But what people really need to understand is farm-raised fish that comes from outside of the United States is very different than farm-raised fish inside the United States. There are all kinds of standards. Every process is thoroughly inspected. You know, and these guys will tell you, you know, we can't raise good fish in dirty water. And they have to live by very strict standards.
So you talked actually to an individual with the North Carolina Department of Agriculture on this issue.
Yeah, he talks about this. Pete Anderson, he's the aquaculture expert and aquaculture expert with the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services.
Let's listen to that clip right now.
There's been some bad players in aquaculture. That has given kind of a skewed perception, I think, when it comes to all aquaculture product, because you're guilty by association. And a lot of the trends now are to sustainable, to make sure that product is something that's environmentally focused and going through and being raised correctly. There is oversight on that product at all times. That may not be the case in some of the foreign product.
What is the relationship between aquaculture and traditional commercial fishing that we think of? I guess we think of fishing boats going out, plying their trade off the coast of North Carolina. Is there any interrelationship? Is there any threat posed either direction?
No. And the reason is because of demand. I mean, 90% of the seafood we eat in this country is imported. Our commercial fishermen in the United States, even in the best of years, cannot supply the demand, and will never be able to. So aquaculture is basically a complement to commercial fishing to help meet that excess demand. And the other piece of that is, you know, most of the aquaculture is not saltwater fish like we typically think of. So there's really no threat to the commercial fishing industry. These two, the aquaculture and commercial fishing, kind of work in conjunction with each other.
Is it going to continue then to be a growth industry? Is the future continue to look bright for aquaculture in North Carolina?
The experts say yes, because of the continuing demand for fish. You know, people are becoming more health conscious. Fish is a healthy food. They want a healthy protein to eat. And that is driving up demand, that health conscious attitude of, you know, getting your omega-3s and low fat protein. You know, the real challenge for these guys is the startup cost that you mentioned. It's very expensive to get into it. But Lee Brothers, who runs Carolina Fisheries, the hybrid striped bass farm in Beaufort County that we visited, he started small and, you know, worked his way up. It's just like any other business in that sense. You know, you start small and work your way up, and he kind of transitioned out of row cropping. So he had something else to sustain him as he was starting up in aquaculture. And then once he got going in aquaculture, he let go of the row crop farming because he liked aquaculture better and started making better money. There is definitely a lot of growth potential in this industry.
It's a fascinating topic. The WRL documentary is entitled Fish Farms, and it'll be available this summer. Tell folks how they might be able to watch it.
Yeah, it'll premiere on WRAL TV Wednesday, July 14th at 7:30, and also WRALdocumentary.com and our WRA channels on various streaming platforms. And then it's also going to be on WRAZ Fox 50 on Saturday, July 17th at 6:30. Easiest way to see it, if you missed the premiere on WRAL TV, is to go to our website and just click on it and watch on demand anytime.
Well, Clay Johnson, we will look forward to watching it. Thanks so much for discussing. Good luck. We hope to talk to you again soon about a new project in the future.
Thank you, Rob.
Well, that's it for this edition of News and Views. Remember, you can check us out online and subscribe for free to some of our state's best news coverage and political commentary at ncpolicywatch.com. For producer Clayton Henkel, this is Rob Schofield. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
You've been listening to News and Views. A weekly look at state and policy issues is a production of North Carolina Policy Watch. Visit them online at ncpolicywatch.com.